America, I'm so disappointed in you right now. I am so disappointed into you right now. Yesterday, as I was working my 9-to-5 job, the news media talking about pro-Trump supporters attacking their own country, the Capitol building. Technically, I'm not supposed to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it because it's public knowledge now. It was on the news. So it's public knowledge now. The fact that you think you have the right to attack your own country. Your own country. It's not even another country. It's your own country. The place that you live at. It's like me going home and busting at the windows of my own house. That's exactly what it's like. Come on now, America. Even though America is not yours, because technically it belongs to the Indians, the fact of the matter is, you stay here too. You live here. And yet you attack your own place where you live. Come on now. The D.C., the Capitol building in D.C., you guys are going in there, breaking and entering, trespassing, stealing stuff. And nobody gets shot by the police, except for one person because they shot back at the police. Ain't nobody got arrested, except for the person who shot at the police. Come on now, only one person out of the entire group. Had it been black people, not only would there have been bullets firing, there would have been a lot of people in handcuffs had it been black people. In fact, the Black Lives Matter movement that was at the Capitol building led to some handcuffs. Of course, nobody got shot, or at least not a whole lot of people got shot, but it was a peaceful protest. We stood there at the gate watching the Capitol asking for justice as black people. Meanwhile, Trump supporters are throwing rocks at the windows, damaging property. So y'all really think y'all gonna get y'all stimulus check now? You're not getting that stimulus check now. That stimulus check is going back to repairs. Pro-Trump supporters who thought it was smart to damage property, who thought it was smart to try to justify an actual loss that we all saw. We all saw the loss. They didn't count it just one time. They counted one, two, three, four, five times. And if five times the numbers still stayed the same, come on now. That's common sense, Trump supporters. We didn't act like that when Trump won against Hillary Clinton. When Hillary Clinton technically won the popular vote. We didn't act like that. No. We let Trump get in. We didn't act like that when Obama won. No, we let Obama get in. Come on now, people. When Obama didn't stay in office, we didn't riot and throw a temper tantrum. No. So right now, technically speaking, right now, Trump will go down in history as the first president to start a riot. And that's sad. I really wish Trump didn't do that. Yes, I don't like Trump, don't get me wrong. But I really wish Trump would have been a better man and said, hey, let's stop the madness. Hey, this is American soil. Hey, you are fighting your own people. Stop it. But no, he waited. He let it happen. And then he said, go home. I love you guys. Come on now. Any president would have been like, no, you destroy property, you're going to jail. Or you destroy property, you're going to pay back to fix it. Anybody. Because America first. America first. That was the goal of being president. That was the goal of being an American government. America first. When you signed up dotted line saying you're going to be American soil soldier, you signing saying America first. So when you sign a dotted line saying you're going to be president of the United States, you're signing America first. For him to let that happen, that get that elevated. And I'm pretty sure they told him. I'm pretty sure they told him, Mr. President, look at the news. He could have called at any time and said, hey, stop it. Hey, send the National Guard. Hey, send the military. Hey, send the Air Force. He could have said that at any point in time. But no, because of Trump supporters, he said, okay. And they're just exercising their right, which, don't get me wrong, they have a right to protest. But protesting is just that. It went from a protest to a riot. A riot is a violent protest. A violent protest is supposed to be answered with pepper spray, beanbags, handcuffs, a baton. So right now, you guys made American history of showing white supremacists true colors. So it's not black people are dangerous. It's white supremacists that are dangerous. It's white power that is dangerous. Yes, I said it. White power is dangerous. So if you are white and you believe white power, or if you are white and you believe in white supremacy, you are dangerous. Now, if you are white and you believe in all America being the same, then you're basically like everybody else. You're good. You're okay. You're a good person. But the moment you believe black people are dangerous, after seeing this Capitol riot, you can't say that no more. Because that's all you saw over there at that Capitol was white people with Trump hats and MAGA hats. All white people who believe in white power, white supremacy, that white people are above everybody. That is what is dangerous. The fact that you think you're better than everybody else is what makes you dangerous. Not the fact that you can hold a gun or you can fight or anything. So, put it this way. My favorite fighter of all time, Jackie Chan. If Jackie Chan decided that he's better than everybody else, that would make him dangerous. But the fact that he knows that he's human, so is everybody else, means he's just a good fighter. He's just like everybody else. Sure, he is basically a walking weapon because he can fight. But the fact that he knows how to fight and knows when to use it and how to use it is what makes him not so dangerous. Just like the police, they got a firearm. If they know when to use that firearm, they're not dangerous. Now, if they use that firearm and got a happy trigger finger, they're dangerous. So those corrupt police officers out there, yes, those corrupt police officers are dangerous. They're white supremacy. They're white power. They're pro-Trump. The corrupt police. The ones who actually buy drugs and use drugs and arrest innocent people. They're dangerous. The people that's actually doing their job on the law enforcement side, doing their job, they're not dangerous. Yes, they got a weapon, which make them dangerous. But the fact that they know when and how to use it is what make them not dangerous. So white supremacy, white power, racist people, KKK, which is still here because I know you're still out there. Y'all think KKK is gone. KKK has been here. It's still here. Matter of fact, there's a quote I've seen. The reason why you don't see KKK is because they're never in the same room. Just like the reason why you never see Spider-Man and Peter Parker in the same room is because you're never going to see them in the same room. They're the same people. Only difference is they got a uniform now. Corrupt government. Corrupt police officers, corrupt society. Come on, people. It's time now. We need to wake up, repent, ask our forgiveness, turn our lives over, become good people, become godly people. Because time is running out. And from what you've seen there, we clearly don't have a lot of time left. We don't. And it's sad that we had to show y'all that reality in order for you guys to wake up. It's sad that we have to prove to you guys what's really going on in order for you guys to wake up. It's time now to wake up. Like I said, at any given time, he could have said, stop. You're fighting your own people. That's how you can tell you got a corrupt leader. Like I said, I don't want to talk bad about Trump. I really don't. But if it's public knowledge like it is now, it's public knowledge. People see it. I don't have to say it for you to see it. You can look at the news and see it. You can look at the news and see it. What happened yesterday should have never happened. And I'm pretty sure it's still happening now, even though they got a curfew. I'm pretty sure it's still happening now. Come on, people. Wake up. Yes, Donald Trump lost. Yes, Donald Trump was y'all favorite president. Because he believed in some of the stuff y'all believe in. Who gives a damn? Fair is fair. Okay? Fair is fair. I was mad when Trump won, when Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, but I didn't go out of the starting riots. No, I just let it happen. I said, hey, okay. Well, y'all wanted Trump, so yeah, there y'all go. Keep in mind, you guys voted for him. At the end of the day, you guys voted for him. Now, the people who didn't vote for Trump, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people who voted for Trump. You guys voted for him. So whatever happened, that's basically y'all fault. Whatever happened yesterday, that's y'all fault. Because y'all voted for him. I've been told y'all not to vote for Trump. I've been told y'all not to let Trump become president. But y'all didn't listen to me. But now all of a sudden y'all want to listen. At the end of Trump's term, which is basically 2 weeks from today. In the Trump's term, he goes out in a blaze of glory pretty much. Come on now. That is not presidential. That is not American. I'm sorry, that's not American. You basically signed a vow saying American first. To me, and anybody who believes in the same thing I believe in, like, if, and I'm basically talking to them lawyers out there, those people who believe in law, that technically is trespassing. Not trespassing, treason. That's treason, if you really think about it. To go against your own country, that is treason. The very definition of treason. Come on now, people. So, as much as I do not want to say this, but if Trump do not go to jail after he gets out of office, then you guys are just going to have to pray, because it's just going to get worse from there on. And just like what I'm doing now, I'm just going to put it back on the air and say, hey, this will happen again, blah, blah, blah. I'm tired of talking about this stuff. I'm really tired of it. I'm tired of telling on America. Basically, I'm the new Bernie Mac. I'm the new Bernie Mac right now. I'm telling America what they need to do and how to do it, and y'all don't listen. And then y'all come back crying at me talking about, oh, Mr. Ray J, this happened. And I told you it was going to happen. Come on now. It's time now for me to stop babying you guys. You guys are all grown-ups. You're all adults. Listen to reason. If it don't make sense, think about it. Think before you do. That riot right there did not make any sense whatsoever. Y'all all saw that Trump lost the election. So it did not make any sense for you guys to terrorize America. Basically, you basically signed your own certificate saying you're going to be a 24/7 terrorist by doing that. Which technically speaking, if the government was doing what they were supposed to do, everybody over there that was involved should be arrested for treason, because that is definitely treason. Attacking your own community for your own political gain, that is treason. And that is also illegal. Like I said, had it been black people, they would have been arrested, they would have been shot, they would have been pepper sprayed. But since it's white people, only thing that happened was one person shot. smoke grenade, tear gas. Basic stuff that don't even hurt. Tear gas that make you cry. Pepper spray burns. Smoke grenade don't do anything to you. Come on, people. Only person shot was the one that shot back. And just about everybody that was inside the building was trespassing. Yeah, they get to go home tonight. Or last night. Come on now, people. Come on. Wake up. Okay? Wake up. There's no more free passes, okay? No more free passes. From now on, if you're listening to this video, I want you to share this with everybody you know. From now on, you are responsible for your own actions. No ifs, and buts about it. No excuses. You are responsible for your own actions. Actions speak louder than words, y'all. And from what I saw on that media, on that news about the Capitol building, all I saw was terrorists. I didn't see white people protesting about Trump. I seen terrorists. I basically seen 9/11 all over again. That's exactly what I saw. I didn't see protesters. The Black Lives Matter movement, I saw protesters being brutally beaten by police for peacefully protesting. That's what I saw. But this whole pro-Trump riot or protest, as y'all want to call it, that was terroristic. If it was a protest, there would be no violence. There wouldn't be no breaking and entering. It would have been just talking and sitting and talking. That's the difference between white people and black people. A black person will talk to you before they beat you. A black person will talk to you before they do anything to you. Black people give you warnings. Verbal warnings. Not no body language warning. They give you verbal warnings. Like, put it this way. I'm gonna take you back to high school. For those of you who went to high school. When y'all saw white people fight, only thing they did was just fight. When y'all saw black people fight, first thing they come out of their mouth and said, "Leave me alone. You don't want none of this." Or, "Don't mess with me. You don't want none of this." Those are warning signs. Those are verbal warning signs saying, "Hey, if you do not leave me alone, I'm going to do something." That's what black people do. We give you a verbal warning sign. So, had Black Lives Matter was to start a riot, you guys would have knew about it before we even started anything. Because we're not going to stay quiet and say, "Oh, let's go just do it out of random." No, we're going to let you know. Just like the Black Lives Matter movement. We let you guys know we're doing a peaceful protest. We're talking to you first. We're giving you that courtesy to say, "Hey, this is what we want. This is what we want, okay? Do it or else." White people don't do that. Y'all just do. Y'all don't think before y'all do. I'm talking about the ones who believe in supremacy. I ain't talking about them innocent white people. Cause I know a lot of white people that are innocent. That won't even believe in doing none of that. They believe in equality everywhere. So those people who believe in equality, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to them racist people. Trump supporters, racist people. Yeah, if you're a Trump supporter, you're basically racist. I'm just going to put that out there. Only because you went the extra mile to protest something that didn't even make sense. How are you going to protest a loss? He lost fair and square. Not once, but six times. They counted it six times. And not only in just one state, they counted it in all 50 states. So you match that with six times. That's roughly 600 times. Come on now. Come on now. Let's be real, okay? Let's be America again. He said make America great again. And right now what you're doing, you're making America hate again. Come on now. Let's be better than this. Let's be bigger people. We wanted Trump to leave gracefully. just like Obama did. Obama left gracefully. He even tried to shake his hand and say, "Congratulations, Mr. Trump. Welcome to the office." He tried. But Trump didn't like it. And we knew Trump didn't like it because it's tradition for the president before to have his picture hung up. Obama's picture is not hung up in the White House at all still. At all. Why? Because Trump is racist. America knows this. Everybody knows this. It's common knowledge. White supremacy. Racist. Common knowledge. KKK. Racist. Common knowledge. Which is why I'm so glad when they said being racist or KKK or white supremacy is on the FBI wanted list. I am so happy they said that. Because that's terroristic. I was so happy when they said that. To be a racist person, you become a terrorist. I was so happy when they said that. Because that right there saves a lot of American people. A lot of them. It saves a lot of American people. A lot of innocent American people, too. Had they initiated that back then, George Floyd would still be alive. Breonna Taylor would still be alive. Marbury, the runner, he would still be alive. There'd be a lot of people that still be alive had they initiated that earlier. Because those people that attacked that runner, that was terroristic. That were no racism type stuff. That was terroristic. That was a terroristic threat to black people. So let's be honest, people. Let's make America great for reals. And the only way to do that is to spread peace and love. I am Ray J, the Angel. This is No Script Radio. Signing off. America, I'm still disappointed in you guys from January 6, 2021. Those are the same people who say black people are dangerous. Those are the same people that say black people are criminals, crooked, enemy of the state. Yet they show their face on January 6th. They showed you who they really are. That right there should prove to all of America that black people are not dangerous. Notice how we exercise our right for protest on Black Lives Matter protest. Nobody got hurt except for black people. Nobody attacked anybody except for the police attacking black people. Yeah, the police attacked us during the Black Lives Matter movement. But during the Trump movement, they attacked the police. They had tried to attack the Congress, but a black man saved them. Shout out to Eugene Goodman and his promotion to basically the head of security for our first and only so far female vice president, Kamala Harris, which I've gotten blocked on Facebook for that. So I'm no longer on Facebook because of that. Because all the haters that don't want to see change, they don't want to see a black woman in office. Well, too bad, y'all. Too bad. America has to change for the good. Kamala Harris being the first basically black woman in office is going to make change for a lot of people. Now, basically 4 years from now, a woman can run for president and become president. All because of Kamala Harris made history. Just because of that woman alone. Don't be mad. It was either that or 4 more years of Trump. We already seen the first 4 years of Trump. And we see what happened last year during the coronavirus pandemic. Well, excuse me, plandemic. You know, we still got coronavirus, and we still got a so-called vaccine, but we still got coronavirus. Under the Trump administration now, no change whatsoever other than wearing a mask. Let's see what Biden got. I mean, it's still early to see what Joe Biden has. It's still real too early. So, back to what we got going on. We need this change. This change is going to help America unite. January 6th was the foundation of unity. I know it don't sound right now, but that alone will let people know that black people may not be as dangerous as what those people said. And by those people, I'm talking about the people that attacked the Capitol. They attacked the Capitol. So if you are calling people dangerous, but yet you're the one buying weapons, buying ballistic armor, and attacking an innocent person, you're the one that's dangerous. So, white supremacists, you guys are dangerous. Racist people, you guys are dangerous. Everybody else is innocent. And it's time for us as innocent people to unite. No more should we fight each other. It's not a white on black war. It is a good versus evil war. And y'all seen the evidence of that January 6th. That was pure evil. The Capitol members did not do anything wrong other than doing their job. And they got attacked by Trump supporters, or excuse me, white supremacists who think that Donald Trump was the greatest president in the United States and he did nothing. Come on now. At least Obama tried to do something. He didn't waste his 4 years in office like Trump did. Come on now. And I'm not trying to talk bad about anybody on there. I mean, Trump still got his office in. He still got his 4 years in. I personally didn't vote for him, nor did I support him. But at the same time, I let him do his 4 years out of respect for his job title. And that's why I'm asking you guys to do the same thing for Joe Biden. Out of respect for his job title as president, give him that respect and let him do his 4 years. If you don't like it, impeach him. That's all you gotta do. Otherwise, shut up. Stop being hurt because Trump didn't win a second term. It's because of the second impeachment. It's because of January 6th riot is why he cannot run again. Had he did the same thing Obama did, he probably could have won a second term. He probably could have won a second time. He could have been president now had he did the same thing Obama did. But because he used bully tactics, and yes, I say bully tactics, the same tactics white supremacists use, the same tactics slave owners used. This is a new America. We are no longer slaves of America anymore. We are people. We are all people. It's time now we treat each other like people. So with that being said, America, I'm disappointed. But you're doing better for yourself now. You're trying. I see that. It's time for us, and I've been saying this for years, to unite. Come together. It is not a white against black fight. It is good versus evil. There is no such thing as racism, is what you guys say. And that's what we need to do. It's not racism. It's good versus evil. We're just hiding behind the title of racism. And I'm not saying white people or black people are dangerous or evil. I am saying that the actions behind what people do could be evil or could be good. If it's about unity and good of mankind, it can't be evil. But it's about unity to do harm or destruction to anybody or their property, that is evil. And white supremacists, I'm sorry to tell you guys, but you guys are the very definition of evil. Especially what happened on January 6th. That was no good intentions behind that at all. That was all pure evil. Pure evil. I'm just saying it right now. So if you want to be a good person, or you want to say that you're a good person, start off by loving yourself, loving your neighbor, including your enemies. Start out by reading your Bibles. Start out praying, asking for forgiveness. Trying to live how the Bible says, not your interpretation of the Bible, but living the Bible. And the Bible says, love thy neighbor, including thy enemies. The Bible also says that it's okay to get angry, but do not act on your anger. So actions behind your anger is what will get you in trouble. Do not go for revenge. Turn the other cheek. And I'm just putting stuff out there. You can find it in your Bible. You just got to read it. I mean, I may not be at all in order, but it's all in there. It's all in there. Turning the other cheek is the main thing that black people have been doing all our lives. All of our lives. And I'm pretty sure if black people was able to do that, what they did on January 6th, they probably would have done it without extra violence, because we're forgiving people. Forgiving people. I mean, in the entire planet, black people are probably the nicest people in the world. And that's even our savages. And because everybody has a group of people that are just downright savage. But yeah, even our bad black people will forgive you. Yeah. That I'm just saying. And I'm pretty sure you guys got some people like that too that are forgiving. So it's not just black people. Everybody has the ability to forgive somebody. Everybody. Why? Because we're all people. Okay? So, it's okay to get mad. Had people at the riot just got mad and started talking, that was it. It probably would have been smooth. But because people died, good, innocent people died, is why we have actions today with Joe Biden being in office. With new laws being made about gun control, which is good. I've been talking about gun control forever, and I'm glad it's actually going to happen soon. I don't know when, but soon. Because there's a saying, guns don't kill people, stupid people with guns kill people. And that is a perfect terminology. All those people that was at the riot were just stupid people who was angry because they didn't think it through. Now all of them being rounded up and being arrested because of what their actions was. Had it just left it alone and said, hey, I don't agree with it, but I'm gonna go home, they probably still be at home. But because they went in there stealing, destroying stuff, and had intention to harm, is why they're being locked up. And I hope they get every last one of those people and put them all on trial. Only because they need to take up their own actions. For reals. You need to stand up for your own actions. If whatever you do, you got to stand for whatever you did. You can't change your mind at the last minute and say you didn't do it after you done it. You need to take your own actions. Stand for those. Learn from those. Like I said, had they just said, okay, well, Biden did win, we don't like it, let's go home instead, they will be at home right now, not being rounded up, going to federal prison, because it is a federal offense to commit treason, and that's exactly what that was, treason, going against your own people, starting a war against your own people, that's treason, and all day. Matter of fact, for those of you out there listening, because I'm pretty sure you probably wondering what I mean about treason, I don't need you to Google treason. It is the most offensive crime in America, actually. I'm not sure about the other countries, but in America, it's the most offensive crime. The most offensive crime. Like, they would let you get away with murder before they let you get away with treason. So, I'm gonna let you guys go on that one, because I'm due to go to my actual job later. And this was Ray J the Angel, and you were listening to No Script Radio Podcast. Thank you for listening, y'all. Thank you for sharing. I'm looking forward to coming back soon with more information. Probably more about the coronavirus vaccine, maybe. But yeah, sorry I've been out for a while. You know, I work in a hospital, so basically on call every day. So far, things are still looking okay, but you know, you never know at a hospital. So, signing out.